This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. COVID-19 cases in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are spiking. New cases are doubling every 2 to 3 days, and local health officials expect the numbers to keep rising as the highly contagious Omicron variant spreads. KYUK's Alyssa Laughlin spoke with officials at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation about how they are preparing for this surge and what we can all do to slow it down.
YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges has stood on the front lines of the pandemic since it began, and she's never seen a surge like this.
It's the fastest growth of cases I've seen. It has been remarkable and shocking how fast the cases have gone up.
On Tuesday, YKHC announced 133 new cases of COVID-19. That's the third highest daily case count for the region since the pandemic began. Hodges expects cases to continue rising.
Well, you know, and we certainly haven't seen a peak yet. So I anticipate there being a lot more COVID.
YKHC confirmed that Omicron had arrived in the region last Friday. Since then, active cases have doubled every 2 to 3 days. The YK Delta has not yet seen a corresponding spike in hospitalizations due to Omicron, but hospitalizations usually lag 2 weeks behind infection. While scientists believe Omicron is more contagious than previous variants, they also believe it may cause less severe illness, especially in vaccinated and boosted individuals. Here's Dr. Hodges again.
It's possible it's a little bit less dangerous, but I wish to emphasize very strongly that those who are unvaccinated, this is still a dangerous, dangerous virus.
Hodges says Omicron is still dangerous enough to overwhelm hospitals like it has in other parts of the country, especially with such a high volume of people getting sick. In some places, much of the hospital staff has also become infected with the more contagious variant. YKHC is taking extra cautions to prevent that. CEO and President Dan Winkleman said that starting next Monday, all non-clinical YKHC employees will transition to telecommuting.
What that's going to help us do is try to keep our workforce intact for as long as possible by spreading our workforce out and getting people back home if possible.
YKHC has also hired about 100 temporary workers to bolster its workforce, and it's looking to hire more. Crisis standards of care have been in place at YKHC since September, and ICU capacity remains limited across the state. Hodges offered some possibilities for how long the Omicron wave could last in the region. On one hand, in countries where Omicron was detected earlier, cases quickly skyrocketed but then subsided quickly as well.
So it's possible that we may experience something like that, something fast and furious, and we could be out of this surge faster than other surges.
On the other hand, Hodges said that waves or spikes of new variants have generally lasted longer in the YK Delta than in other places throughout the pandemic.
One of the ways we're unique is how many different villages we have. And so as Omicron jumps from village to village, it's possible our outbreak could last a lot longer.
Hospital officials say that the public will play a big role in determining how long the Omicron wave lasts. The way to slow the spread of this variant is the same as previous ones. Hodges says everyone should get vaccinated, and if you are vaccinated and eligible, get boosted. Hodges also recommends upgrading your mask.
Cloth masks are probably not effective against Omicron, so we want people to be in surgical masks, KN95s or N95s if they can.
Double masking with a cloth and surgical mask that fits tightly around your nose and mouth can be an alternative for those who don't have access to KN95 masks. YKHC encourages those with symptoms to test as soon as possible, and for anyone who is infected with COVID-19 to isolate for at least 5 days from the onset of symptoms. Non-vaccinated or non-boosted individuals who are exposed to COVID should quarantine for at least 5 days and get tested on day 5. Bethel residents can receive a free COVID test at the hospital every weekday or at the drive-through testing site from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. In villages, call your local clinic to get tested. In Bethel, I'm Alyssa Laughlin.
While the Omicron variant of the coronavirus continues to spread across the state, another virus is making a comeback, the flu. As the COVID-19 pandemic began to spread in 2020, the number of reported flu cases dropped dramatically. Carrie Edmondson is a nurse epidemiologist for the State Department of Health and Social Services.
All of last year, from October to May, is our reporting time frame for flu. We had 113 cases total, so that is definitely very low, and that was seen nationwide.
So far, during this year's reporting period, there have already been nearly 1,000 recorded flu cases. However, she says there was more focus from medical providers on just testing for COVID last year. She believes one of the reasons the state is seeing higher flu numbers is that more medical providers are making use of what's called a multiplex test.
And that is to test for COVID, flu, A and B, and then RSV. So it's a respiratory test. And the more providers use that, the better, because they're also testing for other things other than COVID.
While 957 flu cases is a lot compared to last year, it's dwarfed by an average pre-pandemic Alaska year. Edmondson says a normal year in the state would see around 7,500 cases. Edmondson says that might be partially because of the precautions Alaskans are taking to fight COVID also work against the flu.
We're seeing it in schools. You know, you're seeing a lot less strep throat and RSV and flu transmission because kids are wearing masks. So you're seeing less of other viruses because they're taking the COVID precautions.
Edmondson says getting a flu shot every year is another way Alaskans can keep flu numbers down, as each successive shot builds on the antibodies from the prior year's vaccine. Edmondson says it'll likely be another few years before flu numbers return to normal, but she's hopeful that Alaskans will learn from the COVID-19 pandemic and continue to take similar precautions for the flu, like washing your hands and staying home if you're sick. Turning now to aviation news. A Ute commuter service plane landed on a frozen lake near Pilot Station last week. The National Transportation Safety Board said it's not opening a formal investigation into the incident. KYUK's Greg Kim has the details.
NTSB Alaska Chief Clint Johnson said the safety board generally does not open investigations unless the airplane is damaged or if there are injuries to passengers. This incident had neither.
So at this point right now, we are closing our file on this one.
Johnson said the pilot landed on the lake as a precautionary measure due to a partial loss of power in the engine. He said his team would follow up with Ute about that.
To see what the cause or what the suspected cause was of the partial power loss. But like I said before, at this point right now, we are not going to be conducting a formal investigation. It'll just be a follow-up.
Ute Commuter Service Director of Operations Terry Craddy said that the airline is still investigating what caused the engine to partially lose power. However, he said a few days after the plane landed on the lake, a pilot was able to retrieve the plane and fly it back to Bethel without incident. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Moving to sports, the Bogus Creek 150 Sled Dog Race has a new date. The race will run on Saturday, February 19th. The race was originally scheduled to begin this weekend, but was postponed after weather conditions prevented mushers from training and race organizers from marking a trail. From now until the Bogus, three other races sponsored by the Kuskokwim 300 Race Committee are scheduled to begin in Bethel. The Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race is on January 28th. The Akyak Dash will be the following day on January 29th. And then a week later is scheduled the February 50 Sled Dog Race. Lastly, for today, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day and a KYUK holiday. Our news team will be observing the holiday, and we will not air a local newscast that day. KYUK local news will return on Tuesday. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Koyana for listening. Please email your feedback, news tips, and comments to news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.